This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn as we continue our coverage of Washington Commanders training camp. The Commanders in Foxborough to joint practice with the Patriots. The preseason lid lifter will be on Friday night. And a man who was at Commanders camp on Saturday as part of SiriusXM, NFL Radio's coverage and extensive coverage of their training camp tour, is former NFL quarterback Jim Miller. He hosts Moving the Chains every weekday from 3 to 7 Eastern Time with Pat Kerwin on the SiriusXM NFL Radio channel. He and, again, co-host Pat Kerwin were at Commanders Camp on Saturday. You can check out the show, the episode, anytime on demand on the SiriusXM app. And we're lucky enough, as we usually are at this time of the year, to have the great Jim Miller with us. Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy. You guys are in Atlanta right now as we speak and then heading to Tampa. And you obviously were in Washington over the weekend, and then what, Baltimore as well in between that, right?
Yeah, we've hit probably the Lions, the Bears, New England, Buffalo, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Like you said, Baltimore, Washington was a stop, and did Houston yesterday, Atlanta today, and we'll do Tampa tomorrow and finish up against we'll head to the Raiders out west, and we'll do the Jets as well. So I love it. It's football season.
It's like that old Southwest Airlines commercial, like when the singer comes out and he's like, you know, let's go Detroit, and then he realizes he's in Chicago, right? You know, and wait a second. I don't know how you keep it all straight, but I appreciate you making some time for us. We're going to get into a couple of other things besides the Commanders, but first I wanted to get your general impressions. I mean, obviously a 12-win record. Regular season, two playoff wins, Jaden Daniels. So much has changed, Jim, as you know, since the last time you guys did a training camp tour in Washington. What was your, I guess, big picture sense? And we'll get to the Terry McLaurin stuff in a sec, but what was your big picture sense of how much things have changed?
Yeah, I just think really defensively, a lot of things are going to be different there for the Commanders. That's where they got to be better at stopping the run. They got to generate more turnovers, and certainly a lot is dedicated in that area. You know, signing a guy like Von Miller, you know, when you lose Dante Fowler, who led your team in sacks at 10.5. Offensively, I'm excited about this team. I mean, how can you not be with Jaden Daniels, Rookie of the Year honors, and rightfully so. You know, the right tackle position, I think, will ultimately settle itself. You've got, obviously, Josh Connerly, who you drafted. And mm-hmm. I would think that contract with Terry McLaurin is going to get done. But you add Deebo Samuel. It's special. I mean, that team, here's the problem with Washington. The games where they were 8-0, where they went 8-0, they scored over 30 points a game. Yeah. You know, they're 3-4 when they don't score over 30 points. I do think it's a powerful offense, but when you have those bad days, that's where your defense has really got to be a lot better. And then, of course, the record against playoff teams, 1-4 against teams that made the playoffs. And certainly the bad loss to Philadelphia and that one's going to sting, is, you know, you look at what Saquon did. The team's got to be better at stopping the run. But this is a good looking team. I'm at, there's a lot to like about Washington.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's start with that defense that you kind of highlighted there and mentioned first. You add Javon Kinlaw, you add Jacob Martin, you add Eddie Goldman, you bring back Bobby Wagner, you revamp the secondary. But from a run defense standpoint, Jim, I think they're improved. I think they're certainly bigger than they were. But the question that I had for you is, how much does improving your run defense, presuming that it is actually improved, help your pass rush and your coverage, meaning you get, I guess, dual benefits by just improving your run a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, yeah, when you make those stops on first and second down, you're going to create some third and long situations, you know, whether it's, even if it's third and eight, third and nine, but you've got to be stout on first and 10 in order to get in those situations. And then you can unleash, you know, guys like Von Miller. The problem last year is like you said, when you're 30th at stopping the run. And I do think, I agree with you. I do think you're bigger. You know, how much more can Johnny Newton add? How much more can Eddie Goldman add? Because Eddie Goldman at times, I work for the Bears. He played terrific when he was a Chicago Bear. And it's good to see him back out playing again, because he can be a run stuffer on first and second downs. Because I think Kinlaw to me is more of a penetrator, is how I look at him. But I think if you just look at that championship game, that first snap, toss 39, and you see Saquon Barkley run 60 yards for a touchdown to the house, that's not going to cut it. And so they have to be better on first and second down at stopping the run to create those third and long situations.
No doubt about it. Jim Miller is with us, of course, every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, and in between, as well as they do their training camp tour. You can hear him on the SiriusXM NFL radio channel, Moving the Chains with Pat Kerwin, and he was at Commanders Camp over the weekend, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us. Just staying on the defense, obviously, again, they bring back Bobby Wagner. We know about Frankie Louvu and his emergence, and maybe you can use him differently. We talked about the revamped defensive line. Did you see something that you liked out of the secondary compared to what we last saw either on television in the NFC Championship game or whenever you got to watch the Commanders last year?
Yeah, I think that is a very pesky secondary. And I thought they started to get it late in the year when Lassiter finally got healthy and into the lineup. You know, I do like what I saw from Jonathan Jones. I like what I saw from the young Trey Amos. Sanger still is going to take another step. He led the team in passes defense for the Washington Commanders. But I saw a very pesky defense. You got versatile safeties with Quan, who can get up towards the line of scrimmage if need be, but they contest everything. So I think, again, if you can create third and longs, generate more pass rush, that plays right into, you know, the really the strength of the Washington Commanders, and that's the secondary. And if they're able on offense to score like what they did last year, over 30 points a game or 28 points a game, a lot of teams could be playing from behind. And that, again, that plays right into Washington's strength, which is their secondary. So very pesky. Thought they contested everything. I liked what I saw from the young draft pick, Trey Amos. I think Jonathan Jones is a good savvy veteran as well. So there's a good competition going there on their opposite Lattimore. And yeah, I view it as a strength. I think that's a good thing for Washington, what they have. Very good secondary.
Totally agree. Jim Miller with us. I know it's just one practice, and everybody knows the brilliance of Jaden Daniels, but did you see anything at all different from your expert point of view as a longtime quarterback and somebody who's invested their lives in this game? Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, all those guys used to tell me, you know, that I covered Rex Grossman, who you, I'm sure, know, Kirk Cousins would tell me the biggest growth is 1 year or year one to year two in an offense. Did you see anything different or better or anything that jumped out at you at all? Or is it just a continued steady improvement?
Well, I think for him, one, he was impressive last year. You could tell in training camp. I remember, and I bring it up on the air, he took the whole offense in the special teams period, the O-line down to the end zone and went through every blitz because they had a blitz period coming up next. And I just remember after they go through everything, he walks through every play, tells them what he's going to do. Here's what I'm going to check here. And I just remember him telling the offensive line, all right, hey, we're doing blitz period here. Let's not screw this up. We just went through everything. So his preparation for a rookie is through the roof. This guy is extremely serious about it. Football's important to him. And I just think now what I noticed on Saturday is just his command of everything. And when I talked to him, that's what he said. He said, I need to take it to the next level of being completely in control. He probably did take too many sacks last year, but he's going to have a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage. So Cliff Kingsbury trusts him a great deal in what he's able to handle, and he can handle a lot of offense. So it is an accelerated year two for this young man. He already was extremely impressive winning Rookie of the Year with how he handled himself. And I don't feel any qualms about saying I expect more, and I think he does too in year two. He demands it of himself, and that's a good thing.
No doubt. You can check out the full episode, SiriusXM NFL Radio Moving the Chains Training Camp Tour with the Washington Commanders on demand on the SiriusXM app. I've got it. You should have it. It's great content, obviously. And check out Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, Jim and Pat, with Moving the Chains covering all of the NFL. They're in Atlanta now, heading to Tampa. They were in Washington, Baltimore, and all the other stops that we mentioned. We'll get there in a sec. How much does Laremy Tunsil help?
Yeah, they gave up a big haul to get him. I liked what I saw in camp. He is running extremely well in terms of getting downfield, the blocks, for, you know, all the stuff in space that Cliff Kingsbury is going to call for the wide receiver screen. So that's a big tackle that can move. I think he definitely improves the offensive line for the Washington Commanders, and I expect a lot of the run game to go over him too. You know, if Connerly does get the start over Wiley at right tackle, you would think Tunsil probably will lead the charge earlier in the year until right. Connerly gets his sea legs underneath him. So it's a big move. They paid a lot to get him, and I think much is going to be expected. But I like what I saw, because he is one of the most talented left tackles in this league, and they got a guy who's going to secure it for quite a few years.
No doubt. Now, I would imagine they're going to rotate Connerly and Wiley probably to start the year, like they did with Coleman and Cornelius Lucas last year on the left side, which is even more precarious with a rookie quarterback and his blind side. So that's what I'm looking for. And then, of course, you don't know when Sam Cosmi is going to come back. Probably not until, you know, week four, week five, somewhere in that range. We will see. All right. You mentioned Terry McLaurin. You think that'll get done. How problematic is just that specter of whether you're going to have him, not have him, timing, rhythm, all of that stuff? Assuming that it gets done, when is too late? Like, how do you read that out?
Yeah, you know, to me, it's kind of a sore spot that it's gotten to this point, you know, because, you know, you're coming off just a magical season. You've had a great off season, and here you've got really a guy who's been the ambassador of your team. What hasn't Terry McLaurin done that you don't want him to remain a part of this team moving forward? I mean, he was terrific last year. I think it's been 5 years, over 1,000 yards, and led the team in touchdowns. And like I said, other than your quarterback, he's kind of been the face of the franchise, you know, and just how he talks to the fans and what he's been through. He does everything the right way. So, yeah, and I just think overall for Terry McLaurin, I think it's probably one blip on the Josh Harris group that they haven't gotten this deal done, you know, because Terry has really been a big part of this organization and done it everything the right way. And I think it sends a good message in the locker room to reward players that have really done right by the franchise and really epitomize everything you want to be.
Just one quick one on that is a DK Metcalf structure, $33 million, I think $80 million in total guarantees, I think $60 million in full guarantees. Is that fair in your eyes for the Commanders and Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think when we were there Saturday, they were about $6 million a year apart. But I think it's going to fall right in that structure that area that you're talking about. That's probably where it should fall for that contract.
Agreed. And I've heard something similar to that. So, you know, certainly a significant gap, but not an insurmountable gap, as we will see. The great Jim Miller is with us, SiriusXM, Moving the Chains, part of their training camp tour, annual training camp tour with the Commanders last weekend in Atlanta, now heading to Tampa Bay. Let me ask you, and by the way, you can check out the whole episode on demand on the SiriusXM app from their coverage with Pat Kerwin and Jim from the Commanders on Saturday, on demand anytime you want on the SiriusXM app. Let me ask you this. You're, as I mentioned, in Atlanta, obviously a big year too for Raheem Morris. They fell short. They kind of struggled down the stretch. They went to Penix. They still have my guy Kirk Cousins. They've revamped the pass rush a little bit, maybe a little crazy with the trade for Pierce. I don't know how you read that. How dangerous is Atlanta, or are they not dangerous at all in your eyes?
No, I think, well, even last year with Kirk Cousins, they were 4-0 in the division. Yeah. I mean, they had control of everything. And then I just think, you know, he had an injury that he just could not fight through any longer. And they elected to make the change and go to Michael Penix to salvage the season. I think it's between them and Tampa. You know, like I said, they've got a good team here. They do have to focus on their edge rush. It hasn't been, you know, they've been pretty much one of the worst in the league for more than a decade is where it sits for the Falcons. They've addressed it. Like you said, they traded back into the first round to get Pierce out of Tennessee. You got Walker, Leonard Floyd, who Raheem Morris coached for the world champion Rams at that point. He's over to provide the veteran leadership. And I think Raheem's doing it the right way. This is a good football team. And Michael Penix has a good support system around him. Bijan Robinson, over 1,400 yards. He's got a veteran offensive line. They just re-signed Caleb McGarry to an extension for the right tackle. Lindstrom's one of the best guards in football at right guard. And they really only lost Drew Dolman. But Ryan Nuzel has been here. He's going to fill in that spot. So offensively, they should be pretty good. It is about the growth of Penix. This will be his first year starting in the NFL, and we'll have to see how he handles it, see how he prepares. But I do think their defense overall has gotten far better than what they were a season ago.
I got a million more for you, but I'll boil it down to two if you can work with me here. You said you know, obviously you still do work with the Bears, and I know you're going to be part of their preseason coverage, and everybody knows what you mean with that franchise. But this is a big year. There's reports Caleb Williams is struggling, the offense is struggling. Ben Johnson comes over in division. How quickly can they, I guess, get to where they need to be? Not that you need to score 30 points a game in the NFL, but how quickly to be like an efficient offense, never mind an explosive offense?
It'll take probably 8 to 9 weeks to get that offense up and running. And it's unfortunate because they did add a lot of support for Caleb Williams, but a lot of it is on him.
Yeah,
he's got to prepare better. But this, you know, when you change the offense and it's a totally new system, it's going to stunt his growth a little bit. And I think you see why he's struggling, and the reports are that he's struggling right now in Chicago. And the problem is their defense is not the monsters of the Midway that it once was.
Right.
You know, so the offense really has to carry the defense at this point. So it's really up to Caleb how quickly he can get caught up to speed, because Ben Johnson knows that division. I mean, he was putting up 30 points against Brian Flores and the other defenses in the NFC North, and that's the problem with the NFC North. The point totals and the point differentials are the greatest in all the NFL. They scored more points than any other division. And so they're going to have to score a lot of points, and it's really going to depend on Caleb in order to do that. And right now, he's got a lot of ground to cover and a lot of work to do.
It's a great point. One last one, and I'll let you out. And I so appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, but Micah Parsons basically took a machete to his relationship with the Cowboys. Is that posturing in your eyes, or is that real in your eyes? One or the other, if you can. And ultimately, where do you think this ends?
I think it's Jerry Jones. The carnival never stops. You know, what did Jerry always say? Even bad news is good press for the Dallas Cowboys, because you're always in the news, good or bad. And ultimately, he always gets the deal done. Jerry ends up paying more. He puts his money where his mouth is. And I think Micah Parsons will be happy at the end of the day because he'll be the highest paid edge rusher in football. And this is just Jerry Jones. He's keeping the Dallas Cowboys in the news. And that's just the way he likes it.
It's the ultimate carnival. It's the ultimate reality and the ultimate soap opera, no doubt about it. Listen, I so appreciate you making time for us. I know you got a very busy schedule. Safe travels to Tampa and beyond. I know you're calling Bears preseason action this weekend and then back on the road. Man, you're a busy dude. I have no idea how you know where you're coming and going, but I appreciate you squeezing us in. Thank you so much, Jim, and we'll direct everybody, as always, to not only Moving the Chains 3-7 with you and Pat Monday through Friday, but also the special episode you guys did from Commander's Camp on the SiriusXM app. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Great to see you, Jim. Thank you. All right, that is SiriusXM's Jim Miller, former NFL quarterback, Bears analyst still, and of course covers the league again for SiriusXM NFL Radio each and every weekday with Pat Kerwin, and they did a special episode from Commander's Camp. So thanks to Jim for hopping aboard. Thanks to Andrew over in PR at SiriusXM for always making time for us. And some good insight there, obviously, on Caleb Williams late, the Micah Parsons situation, and throughout on the Terry McLaurin situation and the Commander's defense. So if you missed any of that, make sure you check out the podcast tonight or whenever you can on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. Every day, every show, every hour, every segment, AMAC cutting it up for you and making it easy. You don't even have to download it. Just listen. It all counts. It all counts. If you want to download it, by all means, go right ahead. On the Team 980, we continue along. Back to your calls on the other side. Quick break here. Hang tight, and we will finish up the show. Dumb Dumb of the Day still to come and more before 4 o'clock on the Team 980. Again, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hayes gets blocked by Maya Caldwell. Something flies on the court, actually, from the crowd. The officials will say they will continue play as that goes off the fingertips of the Valkyries.
And you can see the object, the block right there. And the object comes, that green thing bounces, and it goes to the sideline. We're not exactly where it, we're not sure where it came from.
No room for any of that type of activity.
Yeah, and no one's picked the object up yet. You guys, oh my gosh, okay. Okay.
Oh, that green thing. Well, I think we found out what that green thing was. That was from the Valkyries in what, Atlanta game last week? Right. And since then, there's been three more on court documented. Two more on court. But apparently there was one thrown, at least one or two thrown last night at different games that didn't make it to the court. One that almost hit a kid. Listen, whoever's doing this, I know Paulie doesn't want me to talk about this. We got a tweet from someone else that didn't want me to talk about this. Just because it happened, it hasn't happened at a Mystics game doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it. I mean, I think that's irresponsible of us, to be honest with you. Yes, I can understand that we're giving a forum, if you will, to people acting like idiots. I got it. It was Jody that, you know, didn't want us to talk about it. I mean, look. I understand how we could be fueling the fire. We could also do nothing, say nothing, and act like it doesn't exist and just move on and hope that it ends. But what if it doesn't? What if it just gets worse? Right? I mean, if the WNBA is as popular as people that defend the league, support the league, and advocate for the league say it is, there's more eyeballs watching. I don't know how many eyeballs are watching on a Tuesday night, but you get my point. We can't have this. And it's not that funny. I mean, you know, like grow up. Act like an adult. Stop being a hooligan. Stop being a complete jackass. Take your sex toys, whatever you spent on them, use them for their intended purpose. Not to throw on a basketball court at women. Somebody's going to get hurt. Whether it's a player, a coach, an official, or a kid in the crowd. Or an adult in the crowd. Someone's going to get hurt. And then what? All right, let's get to Lap, get his thoughts in here, and then we'll get to Dale in Hyattsville. What's up, Lap? How are you? Lap?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's
side?
Going on?
I had
okay.
You muted. My bad.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Bizarre with that, with them toys, man, on the floor in the game. Like, that's just disrespectful, man. And somebody ain't got nothing better to do than to do that, man. That is crazy. I guess people like attention in more ways than others.
Well, I wonder how much attention they're getting, Lap, so far, because I mean, I haven't seen any video of them throwing it or perpetrators or people being arrested. But, you know, as you know, as I know, as I think everybody in the audience knows, you throw something onto the court, the field, the ice, whatever, that is an arrestable offense, right? Number one, they're getting through security because it's not a metal object. It's not a weapon. So something's got to be done at the security checkpoints to be better. Number one. Number two, again, you can hurt somebody. This isn't just making a crazy stand because whatever you think of the WNBA and whatever is the motive here to get on Barstool or TMZ or whatever. Yeah. Somebody could get hurt and will get hurt. Those things, I mean, listen, I mean, It's not like I'm carrying around one of those things, so I don't know. But, I mean, we've all seen them, right? If they're thrown from a middle tier or an upper deck, I'm sure that could hurt somebody.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely dangerous. I know it's going to be some type of disciplinary action, with the law and, everything. If anybody that is found guilty of it, they will, get in trouble with the law for that. So that's, if it's worth it, man, I mean, that's on them, but that's just bizarre to me.
Did you
get any news on the joint practice? How did it go with the
I mean, I only saw what people reported, and obviously, as we talked about earlier, they got into a little bit of a push, a little bit of a tussle between Trevion Henderson and unidentified Commanders players. One person had Von Miller attached to it. I'm not sure if that was the case. Jack Campbell from LSU, the former top five overall pick, Mike Vrabel had a bloody cheek. And there were a couple of skirmishes late in practice. I heard from B. Mitch earlier that the offensive line looked really good, despite, of course, being banged up. No Brandon Coleman, no Sam Cosmi at this point, but the offensive line looked really good. Jaden looked really good, but the defense gave up. As it was described on JP and B. Mitch's show, who were there live watching the practice, the defense gave up several touchdowns to not only Drake May, but the backup Patriots quarterbacks during the team periods late in the practice.
Let me ask you this, Rooster. So a lot of people that I was listening to commentating on Drake May and Jaden Daniels, I'm sure Sabah would like this, but they were saying that Drake May has a better upside than Jaden Daniels, and they were saying that, like, since Jaden is mature in season, he won't get any better. Do you agree with that?
I think if Jaden doesn't get better, then something's wrong. Now, is it going to be easy, especially if McLaurin's not there? And as we mentioned, the top four receivers and whatnot from last year – and a tougher schedule, more road games, so on and so forth. But the biggest area of growth, from everything I've been told, and it makes sense, is year one to year two, right? So how do we judge that? Well, it can't just be statistics. It can't just be wins and losses. It has to be, hey, I'm running less, passing more. I'm improving my accuracy. I'm improving my ball location, I'm doing more, and I'm keeping the turnovers down, and I'm taking less hits. Those are the little ways, not so little, they're significant, that we're going to be able to judge whether Jaden Daniels made improvements. And I think he will.
Yeah, he will. Hey, Rooster, you and Paulie are hilarious, man. I love when you guys... It's just like when Sabah and Kevin go back and forth. It's hilarious. it's entertaining, man.
Thank you. Probably. I appreciate it, Lab. Yep. Good to hear from
you,
brother.
Bro. Yep.
Thank you. All right. I tell you what we're going to do. We're way late for our trending alert. Dale, hang in there. We'll get to you on the other side. If you can, let's do the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, yeah, so there was that practice scrum between the New England Patriots and the Washington Commanders. Details a little hard to come by, but it ultimately led to head coach Mike Vrabel with a bloodied cheek after getting involved in trying to break up a scrum that started with Trevion Henderson trying to pick up a blitz from the Commanders' defense, and then a bunch of players piled on top. And again, Vrabel came away with a bloody cheek, but everything should be okay. The two teams will meet up on Friday night at 7:30 at Gillette Stadium for an actual preseason game. Staying in Boston, but switching sports, Roman Anthony and the Boston Red Sox are finalizing an 8-year, $130 million extension. Since coming up on June 9th, two home runs, 19 RBIs, 46 games, .283, .400, and .428 for the surging Red Sox as they get a deal done with their rookie outfielder. Meanwhile, the Nationals hope to get a good start from Cade Cavalli back in the starting rotation for the first time in really forever tonight against the Athletics, 6:45, as the Nationals try and stop the bleeding, and it has been brutal. Brutal over the last four games, including last night, another whitewashing by the Athletics
of Mackenzie Gore and the Nationals. Some details on that coming up as well before we get on out of here. And finally, and also from baseball, Jen Powell is going to become the first woman ever to umpire a Major League Baseball regular season game this weekend between the Miami Marlins and the Atlanta Braves. She'll work on the bases during Saturday's doubleheader in Atlanta and behind the plate on Sunday, according to Major League Baseball. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming up, dumb of the day. We talked about what's been going on WNBA courts, but what happened in a neighborhood, in a quiet town, with a naked man might surprise you. Might. Although people are idiots. We live in a horrible society filled with a bunch of sickos, so nothing should really surprise you. Let's get back to it on the phones before we spend a couple of minutes on the awful Nationals, who somehow have to keep playing for the next almost 2 months when they should really just end the season and pull the plug and sign the death certificate on the 2025 season like a week ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. Let's go to Dale in Hyattsville on line one. Dale, thanks for hanging in there. Sorry about the long wait. How are you, sir?
No problem. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good, Dale. What's going on?
What's going on is this. I'm going to talk about that last thing you were talking about that people throwing them hops on their last, because that's foolishness. And whoever gets caught with this should get either jail time if they injure somebody or get thrown out of the game,
yep.
I mean, from the stadium, and get their tickets canceled for the rest of their life.
Correct.
This is ridiculous. These are for adults. These are not for children and fools.
They should actually, I mean, not only the tickets can't, yeah. and I agree, evicted, they should be thrown in jail because they are, even though it is not a weapon, i.e. a gun or a knife or anything like that, even though it is not a metal object, which is how they're getting through security, presumably.
I get what you're saying.
The whole point is, from any kind of distance, a thing like that, and I'll call it a thing, like that, can hurt someone in a number of different ways. A number of different ways. Never mind a kid, an adult, a referee, a player, a coach, a trainer, whoever. I mean, just disgusting. I mean, come on. We are not a bunch of barbaric animals.
That's right. That's right.
Or we shouldn't be.
Yes. But it is unfortunate we do have them in this world. That's for sure. That's for sure. But the reason why I'm calling is that I've been listening for the last 2-3 weeks about, you know, Team Terry and Team. Terry's asking for too much. The agent is he needs a new agent, the owner, and all this other stuff. But people need to realize one thing. This is a business. And what the agent's supposed to do is ask for what he's supposed to, whatever he got to get for his client. That he's doing his job. The owner is doing their job because they're keeping costs down. Either they keep costs down or they don't think the player is worth this much money, whatever. This is a business. And the fact that they're telling you everybody to $6 million apart, that's good news because they're getting close to getting a deal. When you don't hear anything about these agents or anything on any side about the contract negotiations, that's not good news. But the fact that they're $6 million, that's good. I mean, it's just like negotiating on all sides. That's basically what this is about. And as far as the players, these players need to realize that, listen, you sitting up there complaining to the owner and the news and all of that stuff ain't going to do you no good. You got two choices. Either play on your last year of your contract or you sit out. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? Doing the stuff that Michael Parsons is doing, I mean, I'm looking at him, I say to myself, dude, you make a whole lot more money than anybody else on your first deal. You know, just let your agents do what they got to do to get the deal done. And basically, you know, the season's going to go on no matter what, either with him or without him. That's just as simple as that. You want to have him on the team, but if that's not going to be the case, you know, then you got to move on. Mm-hmm. You got to keep going. The whole schedule ain't going to stop. The training won't stop just because of one person. Unless you're that first-round draft pick that is so superior as far as your play. Like these receivers, if you're the best of the best, or the lineman, you're the best of the best, or your running back, you're the best of the best, you know, you're going to get the deal right there. But everybody else, it's sometimes it's going to be it's hard negotiating. And I'm really surprised about the ones who don't have an agent to get stuff done. That's really fascinating to me. I mean, and I know that the NFL Player Association is basically helping them make the deal. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm basically said. So, you know, it's no. We shouldn't even be worried. Just let the contract people negotiate the contract. Just be focused on the team. Make sure that the team gets out there, get all the people they can get out there, and go to Super Bowl this year. So that's the goal.
Well said, Dale. Thank you. I appreciate it as always. Great call.
No problem.
Thank you. Always good to hear from you. Dale in Hyattsville. All right. That's going to do it for us today on the phones. Next, the Nationals. Good God almighty. We didn't think it could get any worse than it was over the weekend, right? When they got absolutely just pasted by the Milwaukee Brewers. Really a good team. The hottest team in baseball and the best record in baseball, I think. Probably not as much of a surprise. But then the Athletics walked in here last night against Mackenzie Gore, who we had talked about, had 3 bad starts in a row and I think 4 out of 5, and just laid the lumber to him. Immediately. It was over basically the first at-bat. Shea Langeliers with the leadoff home run. 5 hits. 4 extra base hits, 3 home runs, including a leadoff home run, who we mentioned. No other catcher, according to OptiStats, in Major League Baseball history, had accomplished all 4 of those single-game feats over his entire career. Same game or not. He did it in one game. Five hits, four extra base hits, three home runs, and a leadoff home run. No other catcher in MLB history accomplished all four of those single-game feats over his entire career. Not in one game. That means no Johnny Bench, no Carlton Fisk, no Mike Piazza, no Jason Veritek, no Jorge Posada, no Flying Molina brothers. Nobody. Five hits, four extra base hits, three home runs, including a leadoff shot to start the game off of Gore. Okay? Brutal. Then on top of that, the Nationals, also according to OptiStats, are the first team in Major League Baseball history to have a four-game span, three against the Brewers, one against the Athletics, in which they allowed 80 or more hits, 50 or more runs, and 10 or more home runs. The Nationals are the first team ever in Major League history to allow that carnage over a four-game span. 80-plus hits, 50-plus runs, 10-plus home runs, according to OptiStats. You want more? Of course you do. Of course you do. Don't be shy. Step right up. Of course you want more. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Mackenzie Gore. Where was the number that I had on him? Let me just find it real quickly here. Mackenzie Gore. With Cade Cavalli starting tonight, I mean, obviously they need a big start. Ah, here it is. His last five starts, including, of course, last night, which was really ugly. 15 and two-thirds innings. A 13.62 ERA. A 2.63 whip. That's walks and hits per innings pitched. 11 walks, 10 strikeouts. His ERA was 2.87 on June 4th. That's a month. That's 2 months ago. It is now at 4.29. 2.87 on June 4th. 4.29. I mean, if those numbers aren't absolutely frightening in every way. And I mean, Cavalli is usually very erratic. I mean, for if you remember when he came up, what was it, a year and a half ago or whatever? I mean, that was the knock against him, and he fit the bill. Now, who knows with the arm repaired and all that stuff, the long road back? Maybe he'll be better. I don't know. I have no confidence at all. The Nationals are not only a poor team. I'll just say this. I know there were chants to sell the team and whatnot. We all want a fresh start, right? We all need committed ownership. It doesn't guarantee anything. But I think it's safe to say that everyone is beyond frustrated. Everyone wants a new committed ownership from the top down. You see the difference it has made for the Washington Commanders with Josh Harris and his group. Not to say it would be the same thing. It probably wouldn't, but it certainly wouldn't hurt. I promise you on that. But the Nationals could dress up the stadium any way they want, with any kind of advertising, with any kind of revenue, with any kind of sponsorship deal, whatever. None of it matters. They could trot out any promotion, Jacob Young bobblehead night twice, City Connect uniforms, whatever they want to do. Bring back this guy, bring back that guy. Nothing matters at this point. With a little less than 2 months left in the regular season, they have, and it probably happened a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, but officially, after this four-game stretch, they have officially entered completely unwatchable category. They have completely entered the abyss. I don't know how anybody could watch them. I can't. I can't do it. I won't do it. Unless, again, I have absolutely nothing to do, and that's never the case. I can't do it. I'm sorry. It means nothing. They should have traded Mackenzie Gore. They didn't. Now it's worse. The return is shrinking by the day, by the start. This is not an anomaly. This is a pattern. He was horrible in June and July and not great in August last year. He was great in September when they were 25 games under 500 and it didn't matter. He was great the first two-plus months of the season. He has been lousy in his last five starts. He has been lousy for the most part in June and really in July and into August. Quick timeout, dumb of the day to wrap it up next. All right, we make way for Craig Hoffman at the top of the hour, but first we celebrate the idiocy of the world in which we live in. A small seaside town in England, thankfully not here. Lytham, a naked man wearing nothing but what they call a black GIMP, G-I-M-P mask, and sneakers, has been caught on video prowling the streets of the quiet seaside town late at night and overnight. There's video wearing the hood, which is the GIMP mask, a bondage hood, as some might call it, walking around, shaking the local residents. One said, "It's a GIMP mask. I've watched the footage. I have no idea what he thinks he's doing." She didn't want to be named. And then they saw another young man, but this time fully clothed, walking around the streets, looking up and around, seemingly checking for cameras. We think it's the same man. A clip of the perv taken from a car's dash cam was shared on a local WhatsApp group before more footage from the same night was revealed and posted on Facebook. The man walking around shortly before 1 a.m. on the streets. Again, sometimes naked, sometimes not. Sometimes wearing the mask, sometimes fully clothed. It could be somebody that lost a bet, one surmised. Or it was a hot night. What can I say? Someone else surmised. How about this? Maybe he was looking for some action. Either way, sir, put your damn clothes on. Nobody needs to see. Nobody needs to see you walking around buck-ass naked at 1 a.m. Craig Hoffman will take you home on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks to Jim Miller of SiriusXM NFL Radio. Thanks to you for all the calls. Thanks to AMAC. Great job out of him. Tomorrow you'll hear from Roger Goodell. You'll hear from George Kittle. You'll hear from more. We'll figure out some other way to spin this Terry McLaurin nonsense on tomorrow's show at 1 o'clock. Until then, have a great afternoon. Adios on the Team 980.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.